So far, he has had 4 rounds of chemotherapy, followed by a repeat abdominal CT scan, which has shown a moderate shrinkage of the tumor with no new spread. We were at that point when he returned to Barbados at the end of August with the intention of returning to New York in 3 weeks for another round of chemotherapy, followed by a repeat CT scan and then surgery if feasible. However, last week, Sunday, after having been quite well for the entire week, performing his duties as Prime Minister, having chaired Cabinet, and having had a number of meetings during the week, he developed intense abdominal pain and vomited. An urgent CT scan of the abdomen revealed that he had developed a thrombus or clot in the veins surrounding and traversing the pancreas. After consulting with my colleagues at the New York Presbyterian Hospital, we decided that it was in his best interest to return to New York for immediate treatment of this problem, and we left for New York the next night. He has had a number of new investigations done, and treatment has been started to dissolve the thrombus. The PM is feeling better now, is in good spirits, and is scheduled to return to Barbados next week. Because of the intense chemotherapy, the Prime Minister has lost a considerable amount of weight. He also feels tired at times and needs to rest more than usual to regain his strength. His mind, brain, and intellect are sharp as ever, and from a medical standpoint, there is no reason why he cannot continue to perform his duties as Prime Minister, albeit at a reduced pace. As the Prime Minister's personal physician, I would like to thank the people of Barbados for their kind understanding and respect for the privacy of the Prime Minister and his family, and the respect for the doctor-patient relationship between the Prime Minister and myself during this very trying and challenging time. Even though he's a Prime Minister and a public figure, he's also a family man, being a husband, a father of young children, and a son to elderly parents. And we expect that the respect of privacy will continue. And thank you very much.